And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Ray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And the captains are here in the world headquarters. Captain Fred Weaver from the Daily Double, Captain Steve Peterson from the Mission Bell. We're going to be talking some fishing here on Southern California Sports Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Saturday, November 6th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, and reps from Shimano and other top tackle companies. Shimano Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction make this the ideal rod to chase giant. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lane and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, one of my favorite shows, having Fred and Steve in here today. You want to talk about good info right from the source, man. This is it. Going to be a great day today.
He's going to step off the boat and step into the world headquarters here and talk fishing. And good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Pete.
Great to have you. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, great to have you. And so tell us about the fishing. What's going on, guys?
It's been quite a year. Lots of things. Yeah, what's happening on the boats today?
Well, full day offshore right now. We had that yellowfin earlier in the week that looked really promising. Again, this is the second time. Two times we've gotten all staged up and felt like here comes our fall. And that yellowfin, after biting good for a couple of days, skedaddled on us again, and we're scrambling to put something on the boat. They found some yellowtail, some smaller yellowtail down in the inside of the east yesterday, but the yellowfin kind of is gone again for the time being. Hopefully they'll see it. They caught a few little smattering of fish here and there and a couple of bugs. Hopefully it comes right back as strong as it was. I was out one day and it was good. We had good sign and good fish and they're good grade. Nothing, everything you want from yellowfin tuna in the fall, but they just went away again.
Like everything about it was right. Like you said, they were biting. There was good schools. They were really. I mean, this wasn't little baby footballs. I mean, this was really nice fish and then just as fast.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. They were good ones. They were, I'd call them 15 to 35 pounders.
Ooh, nice ones.
Some fantastic fish.
Yeah.
Very,
and
very
was there volume when you saw it?
There was some good schools, but it wasn't, I don't know, I didn't feel like it was like, oh my goodness, there's so much fish here, we're fixed up for the entire year. It was like, there's good fish here, right, this area, today.
Yeah.
And I didn't seem like, oh, these guys are 17 miles away catching the same fish we are,
right,
the same way we are. It's not like that. There was some good hits, and there were some good fish at times in certain places, but it wasn't, you know, the whole entire fleet in a big, big area catching it really well. There was some fish, and it was good, but it was, I don't know, it just didn't seem like there was huge volume. Good fish, but sure, biting, but not necessarily what you want, exactly what you want to see.
Water conditions are still okay?
Where that fish was, it was excellent, and it still is, I think. It was 70, you know, high 70s, low, you know, well, not high 70s, excuse me, 70, 71 degrees in that neighborhood.
Nice.
Blue, perfect water. And there was a good strong edge. You knew when you were in the right place. Sometimes you kind of, I don't know, is this there? I'm not sure. But this particular setup, you knew when you were in the right place. Or you knew for sure when you were in the wrong place.
Yeah. So hopefully it turns around here.
Hopefully today.
It got good just as fast, and hopefully it just cycles back around again.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And Mission Bell is running daily?
Every day, leaving at 6 a.m., coming in around 6 p.m.
6 to 6.
Yeah, lots
nice.
Of charters. We've got lots of charters right now.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's good. We'd love to have them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No question, out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. And then Daily Double, what are you catching, Fred?
Oh, the Half Day World, it's been kind of a challenging year. We're away from what seems to be an El Nino event, and we're finally back to more normal water, what I remember, you know, in years past. And it's gotten a little tougher. So it seems like every year it's either a dominant calico bass or sand bass year. And we had some phenomenal sand bass this year. But that fish, I feel like that fish has spawned and it's spread back out.
Sand bass came back, though. I mean, it's been a few years since you saw it in the quantity that you saw it this year, right?
You know, 2019 was phenomenal. 2020 was a calico bass year, and this was more of a sand bass year. That 2019 year, that was one spot in the deep water, and that fishing was really good. We enjoyed that. So this year, I saw a big movement of sculpin. I was really excited that we were gonna have a good push of sculpin. And that fish, as a ground fish, it moves. It moves really quick, and it came into our area, and we're catching sculpin in a lot of different spots. And I thought at some point we're gonna really put our finger on it. I haven't lost hope yet, but it seemed like there was a big movement, and now I'm having a hard time placing it. We had some sheephead hits that were good.
Yeah.
We've gotten to the point where we keep shrimp available. I've gotten to the point where I always have a 4 or 5 pound box of shrimp, and it seems like if you catch one or two and you break that out and start fishing it, man, you potentially
on it, huh?
You potentially have an opportunity to put on 40, 50, 60, 70 sheephead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 100?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we broke 100. Yeah.
Get out of here.
No,
that's
seriously.
Cool.
And it just, you know, it's not that big of an investment. I mean, it's $20 for a box of shrimp. And we
and
don't.
It goes all the way around.
We don't fish it willy-nilly. Yeah. I mean, we've always got, you know, we'll get a box and defrost it, and we'll have little bags, and man, if they start showing up, it's like, okay, break out another bag, you know. And it seems like the more you get on the hooks, the more bait you get down there, the better, you know. It might go off. And it's,
wow, so is it just certain areas that sheephead are hanging?
You know, we seem to do better in shallow water. We seem to do better around kelp. Uh-huh. I mean, most of my big counts have been in, you know, 8 to 12 fathoms, but That doesn't mean it doesn't happen in deeper water. Yeah. But my best hits have been in relatively shallow water and kind of kelp oriented.
Nice. Standard dropper loop type fishing.
Yeah.
Just put pinning a shrimp on instead of a squid strip or sardine.
Yeah. Just a chunk. Okay. It's crazy how you would think. Well, if a little bit caught a good one, then right. The whole thing. No. For whatever reason, it just cutting it into little pieces.
Huh.
And they want it.
And they want it, yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Catching some good ones?
Yeah, I mean, you on a half-day boat, a fish that's 5 pounds or better most days,
nice.
I mean,
yeah.
That's a good fish.
That's
and,
cool.
And, you know, when we're catching 8 and 10 pounders,
whew,
it's fun.
That's really good. Steve, you were on the sheephead. You sometimes do that on the Mission Bell?
No, we haven't. I've never seen half day, catches like that in Point Loma.
Yeah,
100 sheephead on a half day.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
On a half day.
Hey, look at that.
Oh, they caught 12. Oh my gosh.
Right.
What happened? And 60, 70, 80, 100 fish on a half day is amazing. Yeah. I haven't personally been a part of any of that local half day thing Fred's been doing with a few sheephead, but it's amazing. As a spectator, it's incredible.
Yeah. It's good. So, you are the yellowtail man at the Coronado Islands. And what's going on at Coronado Islands right now?
The islands are in a bit of a funk right now. There has been some pretty good yellowtail fishing. We had some anchor fishing this year that was excellent. We had a day of limits the yellowtail anchored up. I got Pukey Point is, as pretty as you want it to be, just classic yellowtail fishing. And some sonar fishing, driving around, doing all that, just like normal. But it's been odd. We've missed out on a couple. We've had some commitments and offshore stuff where we had charters and whatnot that couldn't go to the islands. And there was some fishing that we did not get, were not a part of, that we were envious of.
Yeah.
But we got in on some of it, and there's been some good stretches at the islands. Nothing super extended, but some good stretches of good fishing. Not a whole lot of in-the-middle fishing. It's either been feast or famine. Either really good yellowtail fishing or can't catch one to save your life there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been
weird water conditions this year, up and down,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
Yeah, right now it's been the islands for this late summer have been coolish, cool and green for a long time, which is not what you expect to see in September into October. It's just that's typically when you have your most consistent water condition, and we have not at the islands had that recently.
But it could change tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's an amazing thing about that water condition.
Yeah. We're going there not this Monday, but next Monday we're going there for sure on a charter that wants some fish there, and we're going to go give that place a thorough check.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Fred and Steve here, guys that spend their lives on the water and know where the fish are biting.
No doubt. Yeah, it's a great show and a great opportunity to talk to the guys that do this every day. And, like I said, one of my most favorite shows from the guys that cover our coastline. If you want to join us this morning, we would love to hear from you on Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to give us a call, it's 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup, or you can text the show. Text the show has been incredibly popular. It's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download on any of your mobile device. Very easy to find. Great way to listen to the show, and now a great way to participate with texting your questions into the show. It's a lot of fun. We also have a killer prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on a trip for two on board the Daily Double, go fishing with Captain Fred and get in on, who knows, might get in on some of that sheep's head action, some of that good bass or sculpin or whatever's biting on the Daily Double. It's always a fun time and some great local fishing to be had. And one lucky caller is going to get a trip for two to go participate.
Yourself and a friend.
Yeah, it's going to be
take them fishing.
A great time and lots of fun. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090.
This is Captain R. Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Julie and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com. That's searchersportfishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come in our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon: king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guide are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Books in, trips are going fast.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing. If you want to join us again, going to be a great show. 213-432-1090.
Hey, we talked about Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, formerly Barnacle Bill's, that the guys from ECBT and Dana Landing Mission Bay took over as of October 1st, and they are open. They're open, and they're selling bait, and they're, like I said yesterday, they're going to do some construction, but right now they're still open, and you can go in there. They've restocked. They're cleaning out, restocking, and so you'll see it change dramatically here. But
so the remodel was the projected date that you were given,
right?
But in the meantime,
they are open
right now.
Go get them, and they've taken a lot of the stock that they have at ECBT, moved some of that stock into Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, and kind of shifting things around and cleaning things up.
That's
so
great.
Then they do have live bait. So Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, go check it out.
So nice to have another source for that. ECBT does such a good job out in Lakeside.
Oh,
so
yeah.
For the, you know, just everybody, you know, that way coming up, just to have yet another option of a very well-run, very well-stocked shop. Like, that's nothing but good news. That's,
they're going to do very, very well.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, of course, yesterday, last night was kind of the official opening of lobster season, so I don't know. Maybe we'll get a report today. If you guys were out yesterday, let us know what the combat zone was like, right?
I know Ray from the tackle store fished yesterday. He was like, he and his bud went out in the in the morning, kind of got there. Then Ray like worked like the middle of the day shift, and then his bud picked him back up on the dock in the evening to go pull bugs. And I know I got a picture this morning of Seven sitting in his driveway.
Okay.
So I at least know that there was a crawl. I know Ray got some.
Got some.
I'll see if I can hit him up and get a little get a report, like you say, from the combat zone.
Oh my gosh, I went by the launch ramp yesterday afternoon. It was crazy. Yeah. So be nice out there.
I was saying yesterday morning after the show, I worked at the tackle store at 10, so I went and grabbed breakfast and drove down to the launch ramp, and between 9:15 and 9:30, I saw half a dozen boats launching with all their lobster gear at 9 o'clock in the morning. Getting ready for that night. So
yeah.
I can only imagine what it looked
Big
like
night.
Last night.
Yeah. It was a busy night.
Go gather them up right now, the ones they lost.
Yeah,
last
probably.
Night.
Yeah, sure, there was a lot of tide.
On the way to the bait receivers in the morning after the big days.
Well, I can't imagine.
There's usually,
you see them.
Usually one or two that people lost during the night.
And with the price of hoops right now, hoops are $100 right now. So yeah. Go gather.
Exactly. I mean, you know, by the time you're done rigging if you've got a killer ambush net and a bait cage and a rope and a float and everything, you're well over $100 for a full setup. So, hang on to those suckers.
Hang on and make sure you keep an eye
out. Well, again, if you want to get through, it's going to be a busy morning this morning, 213-432-1090. We're going to start off this morning with Ed, who's gone us from Mira Mesa. Good morning, Ed. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey. Fred, I was wondering on that sand bass bite. A couple months ago, I was out with you in that, and you know we caught it just right in that. But I went out a week later, and they were gone. And I'm just wondering, where do these guys go? Do they go into the kelp or go out?
You know, a lot of times with that, and we've been talking about the crazy water year we've had this year. It can just be a change in condition. Where you get a little bit of an upwelling. We've seen a lot of upwellings this year. When that water temperature drops 4 or 5 degrees, you know, that fish congregates because it's spawning. And it's getting fed, it's spawning, and everything's right. And then all of a sudden you go in the orgy and you throw a bucket of cold water on it. And guess what? The party's over. And it just... But that doesn't mean it won't come back.
Right.
But when that initial shock of cold water will slow that fish down, and we saw that during that bite this year. Our late spring, early summer, we had some phenomenal fishing. We had a really Everham Brothers put us on anchovies this year early, and I had spots that we had not seen produce, you know, quality fish in quite a few years, and we'd go in there and we'd hit that with anchovies, and after chumming it consistently for 15-20 minutes, the fish woke up, and it was so good. It was such good fishing that you know, I was amazed how many spots were holding, but as far as that spawning fish go, was when it all of a sudden shuts off, it's generally a cold water event or dirtier water or something's changed where it'll slow it down. But that doesn't mean it's gone. It's, you know, it's gotten a little sleepy. It's taking a break.
I'm sure it's not a black or white thing where every case is the same, but when it's ground fish like that, whatever the case may be, when the condition does change, whether it's better or worse, do you still see it, you know, machinery wise, do you still see it on the electronics and it just doesn't bite? Is when the cold water happens, does it kind of vanish, and then when conditions right, it regroups? Like how to, you know,
it's there. You see it. It's not as much as it was, and it might not be spread out as much.
Right.
You know, kind of like what Steve was saying. We saw a spread this year that. It was there were several spots on the upper end of IV where it was spawning this year.
Wow.
I mean, this is where they are.
Yeah.
So what happens when the water goes from 68, 70 to 60? I mean, everything changes though, right? Because we saw a lot of that this summer, right?
Yeah, and it just slows it down.
It's
metabolism, you know, it just...
It's like, what happened? Is it winter already?
Yeah, well,
yeah.
And it's just, it's an event, and... It's a bump in the road. But it's not the end of the world.
Yeah. Because then the following week it may come right back, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you saw a lot of that this summer.
Yes.
Have you ever seen variable water conditions like we have this year?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it's nothing new.
Yeah.
We've been spoiled. Steve and I were talking about that the other day. I mean, since 2014, I mean, if you've only been fishing since 2014 and that's all you know,
right.
Guess what? It's like, what's happening?
Yeah. We're back to normal, right?
Those of us that have been around for a couple of years, it's like, okay, yeah. Back to this, but it's always a cycle.
Totally.
I mean, everything's a cycle, and that's the joy of what we get to do. We get to go out and see it, and over years, it's like, oh yeah, I remember similar to this. But there's always something. There's always something to do. There's always a change. It's like cold water. Okay, we have more anchovies.
Yeah.
And boy, cold water again, huh? Now squid's moving in, and now we're thinking about sea bass. And you know, it's just
totally
different cycles, and you know, getting to witness all that. I mean,
how about that squid in August, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, did you see it offshore too, Steve? Right now, and stuff.
I didn't see the squid. We took a tank of the squid. Fred went out, and they got us a tank of squid.
Nice.
Yeah. We thought we were all hot to trot, and it did not. We caught a few fish with it. We did catch a few bluefin with it, and we did catch some yellows with it. But overall, that particular day, it seemed like the fin bait was better.
Interesting.
Which sucks, because I'm sure you're licking your chops like, oh, here we go.
I was. And we did catch some.
Sure.
But it wasn't quite what I was hoping for with the squid. It was we caught some, but we had a good day. It was a good charter group, and we had the squid.
That's
and
fun.
I was kind of trying to force the squid thing a little bit harder than I just you know, at one point I just went, okay, whatever, this is it, forget about it. There's yellowtail biting, let's not,
let's go,
you know,
fishing. Yeah, doesn't matter,
let's just catch these things on
catch on what they want to eat, right?
That was the very beginning of the second good bite of the year at the island.
Yeah.
And we drove away from the islands that day and didn't go back for a little while, which was unfortunate because it was good for, you know, a week and a half or so, and we missed out on most of it. But
is that because charter groups want to go offshore?
Well, the passports more than anything.
Oh, okay.
No flexibility. You got a group, you know, guys that they don't, you know.
This is their boat.
If everybody
doesn't
have a passport.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Think about that.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, so you've got to drive away from what you know is likely to be good fishing.
That's hard.
Fish condition just got good.
Fish just got good.
You just caught good fish, and then you're not going there for 5 days.
At one of your favorite spots to
and
you know where they're at,
that's
and
right.
You got them figured out, and instead of spending half your day, you know you're about to drive to them and put it down, but just, nope.
Right. But at least you get to drive by it on your way.
We check on them. We do. I can't help myself. I'll run the sonar through there and look for them. I can't help it.
You have to.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
I love it. Look at it.
Yeah.
How do we not all have passports at this point? What are we waiting for?
Come on.
Let's just do this. If you're that guy, just listen to the show right and just do it. It's so not that tough.
Yeah. Not that hard at all. And get up there.
God, that drives me crazy.
Yeah.
That hurt my soul here. In that, I just never put the, you know, we're always on this side of it, not thinking about getting in, you know, in Fred and Steve's shoes, but that is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
get
is.
The passport or the passport card, even the card.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
100%.
Go.
Just get it. And then when they're biting, you can go.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Just having the flexibility.
Totally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that offshore yellowfin, they were talking about rigs and proper ways to catch them. When they were biting, and hopefully this
and
will
when
come
they are
back
next
around.
Week, when it bites nails again.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be beautiful weather this week, so hopefully it's going to be a fantastic offshore window here that we're going to get into. What's the proper rig?
25-pound test, fluorocarbon. Well, fluorocarbon, if that's your thing, if that's your jam. And small hooks, like a one or a two.
Circle hook or just regular hook?
I'm a J hook guy.
Okay.
But if you know, a little, just an appropriate small circle hook. There's not, somebody with a big clunky circle hook, whatever. Just that's hard to overcome, that big giant hook when you're trying to finesse fish.
Sure.
And just a small appropriate hook, a size 2, a size 1, whether it be a circle or whatever, circle or a J hook. I'm a J hook guy. I'm a Mustad J hook guy. Let me add them. I'll get them. 25 pound test. I do fish fluorocarbon. I don't feel it's necessary. I've kind of hooked a million fish on rental poles with 25 pound tests and everything else with 25 pound tests. I fish long, long, long top shots of fluorocarbon, like 100 or 150 foot long or 100 feet long,
wow,
or minimum.
Okay.
And 25 pound tests, and that's my.
That's your. That's
if for 20 or 25. If it's finesse, you know, 25 pound is, yeah, where I. But if I have to, I'll fish 20 pound. If, yeah, if it's that kind of thing.
So was there ever a situation where you got into a pretty wide open bite when they were biting?
Yeah, they all, yeah, they were biting heavier string.
They were.
Yeah, they you can catch them on heavy gear for sure.
Yeah.
But on, you know, day to day finesse, but if you had just one pole, for most local fishing for 3/4 day or a full day or half day, 25-pound test. That's,
yeah,
all, that's, if you had just one, that, yeah, that'd be the one. That's the one.
You still catch a sculpin on a dropper loop, or you
absolutely
go catch a bluefin or a yellowfin?
Yes.
Same rod.
Yes. We caught bluefin up to almost 100 pounds on 25-pound string. This year.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would love to bug you for a question about that, because, Steve and Fred, you've both been around for more long enough that you see the trend. And whatever, 10 years ago, you know, the smallest hook you'd ever fish a sardine with was always a 2-0, you know, a 2-0 big, you know, whatever, a 2-0 circle, a 2-0, I mean, never anything smaller than that. And now, you know, working in the shop, like, people that look at a 2-0 like it's a gaff hook, like,
yeah,
oh, why are you fishing something so big?
Yeah,
like,
whoa, that's huge.
Did that, you know, like, did the number of bites and how much better a smaller fish make a better difference, or did hooking lesser fish on a big hook that doesn't pull as easy, like, what's the better scenario of those two things? Because you guys have both seen the wave both ways. You know, where now we sell a number two is a 2-0 in terms of popularity from back in the day.
For me, it's the shoulder hook. 15 years ago, I wasn't hooking hardly any bait at all the shoulder. I was hooking every bait either in the nose, mm-hmm, or the belly, and I've switched over to almost exclusively hooking every bait in the shoulder. And that allows you to fish a smaller hook. You have a size 2 hook, a little,
yeah,
size 2 stuck in the nose of a big sardine. That's not a lot of hook.
Yeah.
And back then, you know, a 2-0, you're right. You're absolutely right. A 2-0 hook looks big now. And a 2-0 was the, you know, standard.
The small
standard
one. Yeah. That was the regular.
Standard
sure
hook.
Wasn't,
yeah,
the big one.
No, you're right. And now, I mean, I think on the boat now, we 1s and 1-0s are what we use mostly 1s. And, you know, if I had just one hook for the whole season, besides size 1, probably would want to have, but that shoulder hook, for me,
yeah, okay,
that's been the difference.
Shoulder hook, they swim well.
I like it. I think,
yeah,
it's a nice compromise between, yeah, it does everything. You know,
hides the hook well.
It hides the hook and the nose hook. You know, they don't swim quite so well. They do live well, and when you do get some bites winding them in, and the belly hook. You know, and then, but the nose hook, you can cast them really well. That's,
yeah,
that's the one real upside up for the nose hook. If I think I'm going to get a bite really, really, really fast, it's going to be easy to get a bite, I'll nose hook still.
Yeah.
But if it's going to take a good bait to get a bite, I'm going to hook them in the shoulder.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, for us old guys, that was the way we used to hook anchovies, right? That was it. That's the way I learned
in the collar?
The half day. Yeah.
Oh, the collar.
Yeah. The collar different from,
yeah,
shoulder, though?
Well, that's a little bit. It's in the same general zone, right?
Same zone, but,
yeah,
definitely different, though.
Yeah.
The collar chovies are always like that. I hooked them way down low by that lower fin.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I always collar hook.
Yeah.
Just low in the
yeah,
collar.
Well, there's a little less meat there, right?
Yeah, there's a little bone for that fin.
Right. Yeah, right in the collar, right by the fin.
Yeah.
Versus the shoulder hook is more up
on
the
top.
Meat on
very
the top.
Right on,
yeah,
top.
Yeah.
And that's a tougher way to hook a bait to,
yes,
for people to manage and get it,
especially
right,
a circle hook, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's another reason I like the J hook. That shoulder hook is tough for people to manage. It's hard to get that the mechanics of getting a bait held in such a way that you can get a hook through a shoulder and not destroy them,
yeah,
not mangle them.
Do it quickly. Don't,
yeah,
pull all the scales off.
Yeah, and then don't carry them to the bow.
That's it. Hey, let's head south down to Rancho Millonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Morning, John.
Good morning, Pete, Rick. Hello, Fred, Steve.
Morning.
Well, we got a beautiful, beautiful weather down here. You guys, it's cooling off. It's an early fall for sure. The highs are now in about mid-80s. We had a little rain yesterday, which really cooled it off as well. It's beautiful and green down here. Gosh, it's really jungly right now. We've had a lot of rain this year, and it's really green and everything up. It's beautiful. Water temps right now, 86 to 88 degrees, and it finally cleared up from Olaf. It took 2 or 3 weeks to really get to where we like it now. So we got flat blue water out in front. And the fishing's improved a bunch as well. This has been by far our best Dorado week that we've had all season long. A good, decent, consistent Dorado bite. south of, actually south of the lighthouse. Everything, all the bites seems to have moved south outside the park boundary on the outside and then around over by Fraley's and then a little further down. But mostly on sardine. They're taking mostly drift fish and few on trolled feathers. The marlin bite has moved south as well. Good striped marlin bite. Few sales mixed in. Haven't seen many blues this week. But a good strong billfish bite as usual, you know, and they're loving the trolled ballyhoo. They're picking up the regular troll lures as well, but certainly the ballyhoo's the ticket if you want the stripers. We're getting yellowfin as well, and drift fishing in pretty much the same areas on over on Fraley's on the other side of the park, and then Rincon on the ranch side of the park. Drift fishing sardine, and you know, I'd say every other boat is picking up one or two. They're all nice fish, you know, they're solitary fish. They're 40 to 50 pounders, really tuggers. So that's working. Some of the boats have been wandering outside, and they're finding some way outside, yellowfin underneath the porpoise, 30 or 40 mile off, but mostly footballs. So the good big tuna are on the inside. The bottom fishing's just been spectacular. It really, really has. For whatever reason, the last couple of weeks, we've just been loaded up with cabrilla and grouper. Real nice fish, you know, between 5 and 20 pounds.
Nice.
But limitless, you know. They're mixed with, we got big grouper, cabrilla, pargo, pompano, and then some whopper, amberjack. You know, this past week, we've caught a couple in the 70 to 80 pound range, some big, big amberjack on the bottom. They're using live sardine, but mostly they're taking the chunk squid and then catching a lot of skipjack room, by the way, too, as many as you want. But they're chunking the skipjack and dropping that down to the bottom, and that's been deadly, too. Real, real, real good bottom fishing. Rooster fish, because water has finally cleared up inside and all that, rooster fishing has picked up as well. Quite a few 50-pounders released this week. Not much pressure. Everybody's outside catching the Dorado and doing the bottom fishing outside, but the rooster fishing is back to what we'd like to see. It's been pretty slow for the last month, so
sounds
it's
great,
nice to
John.
See them back.
Sounds like our timing for our 27th annual Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular coming up this Thursday is good timing for the fishing, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. And weather-wise and everything, too, gosh, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous down here right now. Good fishing. Everybody's having a great time. We sent out 25 boats yesterday and 23 today, so it's busy. All the hotels are busy right now. October is a real popular month, you know, and
great time
because of the water's still warm and the weather's right too.
Yeah, and it's so green and beautiful. Yeah, it's a really good time. So, somebody wants to come down, book a trip. Are there any spots available in October at Rancho Leonero?
We're pretty darn full. We can fit you in if you call. If you're a little bit flexible on your dates, it's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Sounds great. And we'll see you down in the East Cape this weekend.
See you next week, amigo.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Week.
All right.
Okay. Hey.
All right. Hey, with that said, we've got another bonus to our catch report today. Captain Mike Pritchard, the tribute's on the line right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
We're doing great, Mike. Great. Yeah, anxious to hear what's going on the water.
You know, we day and a half charter an annual group of ours, Tim Cole, 21 guys. Went out, did a little bit of bluefin fishing, and made a last-minute run, 17-mile run last night just before dark, and we got in some really, really good flatfall fishing. We ended up with 13 big ones. 11 of them were over 100 pounds. Two of them were over 200. Knife jigs, flatfalls, for what we had, and we were definitely under-geared on a lot of, I don't know how many we lost, probably 15 or 20 fish. But two and a half hours of solid. We had one spot that just stuck with us for 2 hours. We had Gavin on the Pacific Queen rolling and get a few off of us as well, but I think at one point we had half the boat and just great, great fishing last night. It was a blast.
That sounds spectacular. Incredible. Yeah. And it looks like a great week of weather for fish outside this week. Are you going to be running some trips on the Tribute?
Yeah, we are. We have one of our Pete Support sponsored day and a half trips tonight. It's sold out. Tuesday night still has, I think, six spots left on it. And, yeah, weather does look very, very nice here throughout the week. And I just, man, you hear it all the time, everybody that calls in, bring your heavy gear. 80-pound test is not heavy. I can't even say how many fish we lost. You know, we had our charter master, Scott Gibbs, who's a very seasoned fisherman, hooked one on 80 and mid-sized avid. After an hour and a half, he had it at deep color, and then it spooled him. It's just unreal what these fish can do. Our big fish went about 220, maybe 225. You get to that point, you're looking at this fish, and you're like, all right, we got it. And then it just points its nose down, and I mean, you guys know better than anyone else. And, he looks at you, can smell his drag, and he goes, what do I do? And I'm like, tell it to stop.
you bring up such a good point though, Mike, that 80-pound gear is not like a mid-sized palmable reel with 80-pound Spectra on it. Like that's not what 80-pound tackle is, and certainly not when you're hoping to catch fish in excess of 100 or 150 pounds.
I mean, 200 pounds.
It takes big gear to do that, and a 12-sized reel that has 80-pound Spectra and a little piece of 80-pound fluoro is not 80-pound tackle. I guess you might have 80-pound line on your reel, but that's not going to get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, you can land those fish on it, those 130, 150-pounders, but they're biting in the dark, and they were biting everything. I mean, we got some on 150-pound. We had, all of our boat tackle was rigged up. Our last fish was on a rental gear, 80-pound TLD two-speed from the landing, and it went about 210. So it's, you can do it. Man. You can do it, but there's better ways to do it. You want something that you can lean on. Like you were saying, one of those small palmable, two speeds is great for, 100-pound fish and lighter, but if they're biting and you want to take advantage of it, a 30 or 50 size reel with 150 pound or two, even 200 pound Spectra and a heavy leader is just, it's a game changer.
Much better chance to put the fish on the deck for sure. Well, hey, if do you have any openings this week? If somebody wants to go fishing with you aboard the Tribute at C4 Sport Fishing?
Tuesday night, we still have six spots. Thursday night's overnight trip, I think, is sold out, and then the following week. But we did switch our schedule back over a little while ago just because of the roller coaster of one-day fishing. There has been some good fishing. Cat and Buzz had limits of yellowfin the other day, and Tyler ran last week, and then had limits of bluefin. So there's been some very, very good fishing. These day-and-a-half trips are going to be ideal as far as this bluefin goes. And hopefully we do see some more of the yellowfin and Dorado move in. It's still early-ish.
It's early October. Yeah, for sure. October 3rd. Hey, somebody wants to book a trip with you? How do we do it on the Tribute?
619-224-3383 at Seaforth Landing. You can book through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. And we did already get some of the pictures up. We fished late. We were a lot further from home than we should have been at 10:30 last night. We're still on our way in, but we do have some pictures up on our Facebook page, which is Tribute Sport Fishing.
Fantastic.
Right on. Well, great job, Mike. Appreciate the phone call and the report very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you on the next one.
All right, we'll talk to you next weekend.
All right, appreciate that. Hey, when we come back, we've got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Saturday.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 6th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop nets, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and a huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Having a great time this morning. Phones are packed up. Same with the text. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090.
All right, time for the catch report.
You got it, man. We're going to find out what's biting out there today. Today, sponsored by Summit Gasoline, discount Everingham Brothers live bait certificates. They have ice, fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, snacks, coffee, and the best price on gas and diesel. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Super easy in and out with your boat and trailer. And for a limited time, you can get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. You heard that right. 100 pounds of free ice. There's no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need to go fishing than Summit Gasoline. It's at the San Diego Sports Arena in San Diego. Not more to say about it, man. Easy spot in between the Dana Launch Ramp.
$3.99 a gallon.
Yeah, it's just the cheapest fuel in town. You get cheaper bait certificates. You get free ice. I mean, it's a true no-brainer.
It's worth the trip over there, especially with your boat.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's biting up there. Starting off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening? How are you?
Hey, great to hear from you. What's going on at Dana Wharf?
Good, man. Hey, good week up here. You know, we had some decent water, some clean water, and, 66 to 68 was our water temps pretty much all week, you know, and kind of cool in the mornings, but then it kind of warms up nicer in the day. We had some current that helped the bass fishing for the half-day guys. Like I mentioned, that clean water certainly helped with the fly-lined live bait. With this bass fishing right now, you know, the chum's really been a big deal with this water temperature kind of fluctuating. They just, these bass need like that little extra nudge to kind of get with it. And that 4 to 5 inch sardine that we've had for bait here this last week was perfect for that. Some good sinker fishing too for the guys on the bottom with the dropper loop, catching some sheephead, some triggerfish, whitefish, sculpin, things like that. The shrimp and the clam. That stuff, man, that's kind of been a difference maker, too, for sure, for the guys bringing that. Sometimes we have some clam available on the boat for bait. That certainly helped, you know, strip that up and get it on the guys' rods, drop down the bottom there. That certainly helped some of those guys. Three-quarter day fishing right now. We're still in that rockfish program. Some good days on that fish this week. You know, more we're seeing more bait out in that deeper water, so that fish has been up in the water column. That stuff was up a good, you know, 10 fathoms off the bottom this week that we were catching it. And some parts of the day, you know, have been better on the drift, and then other parts of the day we've been fishing the anchor, so it's just kind of been a figured out kind of a deal. And then we've had some good mixed bags of that rockfish, whitefish, and sculpin out from the deep water there, and then as time permits or as the catch out in that deeper water is permitted, we've slid in and gotten some bass action too on some of these 3-quarter day trips. And some of that kelp with this kind of milder sea temps, a lot of that kelp is growing real nice down there in that barn in the Yeltsin zone. So we've had some good bass fishing down in there. And then over at Clemente, the Fury, he's been on it, man. He's kept that yellow, he's had that yellowtail dialed this week. Yesterday he had 35 yellows, 20 to 30 pound fish. That fish, he caught it on the surface iron, the yo-yo iron, the live bait. It was biting yesterday. And then on top of that, he had some real good rockfish in the bags with those guys. And earlier in his week, he had some day and a half counts fishing the banks there with limits of bluefin. Some 2-day fishing for him with some yellowfin and bluefin in his counts, some yellowtail and bonito folded into those counts. So Marcus has been on it over there. He's been, you know, crazy schedule for him, day and a half to an all-day trip to a 2-day trip to another overnight stuff. So he's been super busy. But it's just played out to be a good week here for us. We're stoked on that. We're looking forward to another good week of weather, and we'll see how it plays out here. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, certainly give a landing a phone call. Our number here, 949-496-5794.
All right, Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, fantastic report, and always appreciate, sounds like really good fishing out of there this weekend. A beautiful week of weather, like you said, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you and have a great week.
All right.
Thanks, Bree. Appreciate that very much, Willie. All right, now let's head on down to the Cedros Sport Fishing, find out what's going on with our buddy Jeff. Jeff, what's going on at the island?
Good morning, gentlemen. Another great show.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, we're having fun.
Yeah, I was sitting here just giggling, listening to all the great fishing and the stories and the talent and how you got to mix it up to catch them. So down at Cedros Sport Fishing, well, I'll tell you, it's just been crazy fishing. The fish they're catching now are 25 to 40 pound yellows. Highly recommended on that bigger gear, 80 pound spectra with a 50, even 60 pound leaders in some cases, fishing that shallower water in the kelp. Yellowtail fishing still off the hook, but if you mix it up and you go into the shallow water, the halibut are still biting. They're catching the nice white sea bass still. The weather has laid down so nice this week that there's a couple of boats that are going to go around the corner and head on over to Bonitos. So looking forward to hearing what those guys are going to be able to give us today on their fish report.
Right on.
Sounds like good fishing. And do you still have spots available as the season comes to a near end here? And I believe in November, right?
Yes, it does. And I couldn't help myself. I know last week I said that there was a few spots open, so I was told to leave the house for a week and get on one of the trips, so I couldn't argue with them on that.
Yeah. Get out of here, Jeff.
Yeah, get out of here before I kick you out, right? So, but yes, jumping on a boat, heading out on the trip on the 14th, and we do have 3 spots available on the trip that leaves, I think, on the 27th, which that's, again, if, you know, I might have to get kicked out of the house again if that doesn't fill up. So, but anyhow, yeah, give Rosie a call. You can reach her on her cell phone at 619-772-7570. And you can also look it up on the website, check out some of the pictures. You can go to cedrosportfishing.com. Give us a holler. And, you know, if you're still thinking and you're ready to pull the trigger,
time to
get it done before the season's over. Yep, absolutely.
That's awesome, Jeff. Well, great report as always, man. We sure appreciate it. And we look forward to talking to you next week.
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, thanks.
All right, well, with that, there's a perfect text to read that just came through to the show while we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, to join us. And it says, good morning, guys. This is definitely one of my favorite shows when you have Captain Fred and Steve P. on. Steve P. would probably never acknowledge this, but he has mentored a lot of fishermen over the years, and a lot of the stuff that I've personally learned comes from him. So my question is to Steve, who was his mentor or Jedi master while he was coming up? And lastly, Ricky, I need your help. We're trying to convince Steve to come down to Cedros with us on July 8th through the 13th. It'd be a blast to fish yellowtails down there with him. Thanks, and keep up the great work from Reggie and Camarillo.
Jedi Master. Years and years ago, the first guy that I worked with was Josie Fowles. He's an old school guy, kind of same generation as like Bobby Williams. And he was from Seaforth and all that. And I worked on La Jolla, and he kind of, he was the Yoda.
Really?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, he was. Just the whole, the mystique of it all, and just all the tackle and just everything else. It just kind of made me think that I don't know, at the time I was just wide-eyed and thought it was the coolest thing in the whole world.
I'm embarrassed. I don't even know who that name.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah, he was just there for a while. It was a little La Jolla, just a little a period of the La Jolla.
And that's where he started at Seaforth?
Not me, no. It was here at Point Loma.
You were here at Point Loma.
Point Loma, and he was you know, older guy. He would pick us up. He'd pick us up in La Mesa and drive us to work in the morning when we were, you know, in our early teens.
Wow.
And then Fred, of course, like, you know, drive the boat and position, you know, all that kind of stuff. The boat captaining and driving and parking a boat and all that. Fred, for sure, was it. And then.
And how long you been doing this, Steve?
Oh, for 35 years. I'm 51, and I was working on the boat when I was 14, 15 years old.
What about you, Fred? How long you been doing this?
My first license was in 83, so, what's that, 38 years with a license. And then, you know, I started as a sophomore in high school. My first job was on the Daily Double in 76.
Who owned that? Was it Ralph?
Skip Brennan was a retired police officer.
Okay.
I think I worked for, I don't know, three or four different people before we bought the boat. And, you know, I go back to Mel Shears as, you know, Mel was around for years. Mel Shears and Manny Silva were two of the oldest names in sport fishing. And somebody I really looked up to as far as... you know, just haven't seen so much. You know, Steve, at one point, Steve Peterson and Jason Diamond up at Sea Landing in Santa Barbara were my relief captains.
Wow.
And, you know, Jason owns a couple boats up at Santa Barbara now. He's been up there forever and a day. And then, you know, of course, Steve and I, you know, partners. But what a great relief team to have those two guys.
Yeah.
But you know what? Steve was always the one. It's like, okay, well, this is what I've been fishing. And if anybody was going to find something new in a different area, it was Steve. Steve was the one that would always think outside the box. And he was the shining star that it's like, oh, Steve found something new to fish.
He'd be your relief guy, and you you give him the game plan, but he wouldn't follow to go do something else.
Well, you know, just,
in a good way.
I mean, you know, he would see something that I missed or think outside the box.
That's
and
cool.
You know, you want your people doing that.
Absolutely. Sure.
Yeah, it's like it was a breath of fresh air. It's like, okay, this has gotten a little stale, and you know, but the thing that's neat about that is they were also on the boat as either deck or cooking. So they would see what I was seeing for 2 days.
Sure.
And then you give them the keys to the car, and they go off and do their own thing. And,
I love that.
And
that's right.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with that surf fishing report with our man Gundy Gunderson. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila. Does that the vodka mule or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessel in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Caton and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857. This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting Wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or bluefish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle, Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.